By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President-elect Joe Biden, named his top officials to deal with the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staffed with several female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The World Health Organization says it is very worried about the rapidly growing surge of coronavirus cases in Brazil and Mexico. Mexico's cumulative COVID death rate stands at 105,000. Brazil has recorded more than 172,000 deaths from COVID-19, second only to the United States, which has reported more than 267,000 deaths. Meanwhile, drug maker Moderna said Monday it is seeking emergency authorization, that is, in the U.S. and Europe to distribute its coronavirus vaccine after tests showed it is 94% effective. The request comes shortly after another drug company, Pfizer-BioNTech, sought the same emergency authorization. If granted, inoculations in the U.S. could begin as soon as mid-December. Meantime, the WHO, urging nations to carefully consider the ski season risk, said that while the risk of catching the coronavirus is low on the slopes, crowded airports and restaurants could help spread the virus. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Amnesty International is urging the United Nations Security Council to renew its arms embargo on South Sudan, saying violence, atrocities, and war crimes against civilians have quadrupled this year, despite a ceasefire and formation of a unity government in February. Government forces and the rebel group, the National Salvation Front, have clashed several times this year. Each time, each accuses the other of violating a ceasefire signed in Rome at the beginning of the year. Britain and the European Union are warning each other that time is running out to reach a Brexit trade deal, with big differences still to be bridged on state aid, enforcement, and fishing. Britain leaves the EU's orbit on December 31st when the transition period of informal membership ends following its formal departure last January. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a deal would be preferable, but that Britain will flourish without one. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged Ethiopia to stop the fighting, as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed commended his troops for what he termed their victory in the Tigrayan capital of Mekelle. Pompeo spoke with Ahmed on Monday, urging a complete end to the fighting in Tigray, a start to dialogue, free, safe, unhindered humanitarian access. Claims of violence and death tolls have been impossible to confirm, as telecommunications, internet service have been cut in Tigray since fighting began. Abiy announced the military offensive against the regional government in Tigray on November the 4th, saying it was in response to an attack by Tigray forces on a federal military base. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Monday said China's rise could present, in his words, important opportunity for our economies, but pose important challenges to our security. Speaking at a press conference of a meeting of the military alliance foreign ministers, the NATO leader said Beijing, and again in his words, investing massively in new weapons and tries to intimidate other countries. He added China is coming closer to us from the Arctic to Africa by investing in our infrastructure, and urged allies to come together on the issue. And China has provided North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his family with an experimental coronavirus vaccine, according to a U.S. analyst citing two unidentified Japanese intelligence sources. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.